Billie Eilish shares a racy photo to shut down body shamers, and Ice Cube speaks out after getting backlash for working with the Trump campaign. This is Billboard News Now for Thursday, October 13th. Like it, like, say I like it like that, like it like that. First up, Billie Eilish surprises fans by posting a somewhat racy photo on social media, along with a message that seemingly hits back at body shamers. In the photo shared to Instagram, Billie is looking off camera with her mouth agape and drenched in a red light. Now, she didn't elaborate, but appears she may have been taking a shot at body shamers after being snapped out and about in LA in a tank top and shorts. In the caption, she asked the question, "Do you really want to go back in time?" She followed the Instagram photo with a reshare in stories of this TikTok about normalizing real bodies.
Y'all gotta start normalizing real bodies, okay? Not everybody has a wagon behind them, okay? Guts are normal. They're normal. Boobs sag, especially after breastfeeding. Instagram isn't real.
The bad guy singer, who usually stays pretty well covered up in her signature oversized clothes, has spoken out about body shaming before.
Though you've never seen my body, you still judge it and judge me for it.
And she's still raking in the awards when it comes to her 2019 debut album, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? At last night's Billboard Music Awards, her debut even won her 3 trophies, including Top Billboard 200 Album, Top Female Artist, and Top New Artist. She is the first female artist to win in this category since Lorde in 2014.
This is so nuts. Thank you so much, Billboard. Thank you to all the women that have come before me and paved my way.
I don't trust none of them. No president has done right by us.
Next up, rapper Ice Cube defends himself after being criticized for working with Trump's re-election campaign as issues pertain to the black community.
You're looking at the grand wizard, warlord, vocal cords so vicious.
The unlikely partnership was first made known to the public on Wednesday, October 14th, when Katrina Pearson, a senior advisor for the Trump administration, tweeted, "Shout out to Ice Cube for his willingness to step up and work with the Donald Trump administration to help develop the Platinum Plan." After receiving a ton of backlash for what some were saying was him supporting Trump, Ice Cube took to Twitter clarifying his involvement, saying, "Facts, I put out the contract with Black America. Both parties contacted me. Dems said we'll address the contract with Black America after the election. Trump campaign made some adjustments to their plan after talking to us about the CWBA." Also adding, "Black progress is a bipartisan issue. When we created the contract with Black America, we expected to talk to both sides of the aisle. Talking truth to power is part of the process.
We got a program. I'm pushing it on everybody. We also met with the Republicans and shit. They brought us in. We talked to them. They've moved their agenda a lot because of what we said. You know, they put $500 billion on the table, and you know, but who knows? You know, who knows?"
Back in July, Ice Cube called on politicians to sign his contract with Black America, which laid out 13 areas for improvement related to police reform, prison reform, bank lending, and more.
"We gotta just push whoever is in there, because ain't nobody really solved our problems."
For more on all these stories, you can head to billboard.com, and don't forget to review and subscribe to our podcast. For Billboard News Now, I'm Chelsea Briggs.